As Pacific Island nations slowly emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, a new diplomatic battle is underway and China is on the offensive. Rebuilding the region's economies will take time and outside assistance, and Beijing is extending a helping hand.
Don't be too anxious and don't be too nervous, because the common development and prosperity of China and all the other developing countries would only mean greater harmony, greater justice, and greater progress of the whole world.
The latest stop on Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's 10-day tour of the Pacific was Fiji, where he met Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama.
Geopolitical point scoring means less than little to anyone whose community is slipping beneath the rising seas, whose job has been lost to a pandemic, or whose family is impacted by the rapid rise in the price of commodities.
The main feature of his visit to Suva was supposed to be the signing of an agreement with foreign ministers from 10 countries, but it didn't happen. The so-called Common Development Vision outlines wide-ranging plans to improve relations between China and the island nations, including increased cooperation on security. Last month, Beijing signed a security pact with the Solomon Islands that some observers say may lead to a permanent Chinese military presence there. This vast region again finds itself caught in the middle of a much wider struggle for power and influence. At the moment, being courted economically isn't a bad situation for these countries to be in. But the area's strategic importance has many worried that that struggle could be taken to a dangerous new level. The Pacific nations are also on the front lines of climate change, and that's been a feature of the foreign minister's tour. Many countries here are at risk from rising sea levels, and there's a sense their concerns haven't been taken seriously enough by regional powers Australia and New Zealand. Despite that, experts say Fiji in particular isn't going to sign any agreements that will harm relations with its allies.
Fiji doesn't want to have, I think, too much dependence on any one country. And it's very, I think, important for Fiji to have good relationships with all the major powers.
Wang Yi may not have secured the regional deal he was hoping for, but the Chinese will be taking a long-term view of their Pacific relationships. This has been a highly visible tour so far, and that in itself may be viewed as a success. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Suva, Fiji.